This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 12th. Well, cattle markets yesterday kind of struggling to see some positive territory. The washout going on in the stock market certainly having an impact on the broader cattle complex, both lives and feeders. Of course, domestic demand is highly dependent on a strong economy. If there are fears of cracks in that economy, then it's likely going to spill over fairly quickly to the beef complex. This has been the one caveat that we've talked about for quite a while, that everything seems to be pointing upward in the cattle complex, but it does depend on the economy staying strong. So that's the one crack that we're worried about and watching most closely. But in the meantime, demand appears to be fairly strong, and cash markets are trading so far about steady this week with last week. Fed trade, what we're seeing around 110, which is steady to down 1 from last week. Dress trade around 174, which would be unchanged from last week. Box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice up 40 cents at 203, select up 72 cents at 192. The spreads at 1002, movement 136 loads. Export sales this morning at 13,300 tons. That's a bit on the light end of what we're used to seeing. South Korea took 4,300, Japan 4,200. So maybe there's some cracks going on there as well. Of course, a strong dollar and some stress in the broader world economies could be contributing to that. But nevertheless, it is worth noting that now we got two cracks developing on the cattle front. Some slippery action going on in the U.S. economy, and our exports for the third week in a row showing a little bit less than what we've been used to seeing. But in the meantime, the live cattle market seems to be holding together fairly well on the futures market. The feeders also holding together quite well. We pulled back, we're testing those major breakouts from the summer highs, and we'll see if we can hold there. That this is an important price level that the market needs to hold, or else it's probably going to go into a deeper correction. From a fundamental perspective, we've got very good grazing conditions in the southern and central plains. Got a big corn crop coming if we can just get it harvested. We've also got very strong feed supplies across the northern plains, where last year they had a drought and many of those calves were pushed into the feedlots early. This year is a different story, where they've got plenty of feed. You're probably going to see more calves being backgrounded than we did last year. So that'll just decrease the supply available to feedlots. Also, just a reminder, the spring storm that occurred through the central plains and into the northern plains killed a lot of calves, and those are some of the, you know, on the margin that will make a difference is how many are available to the feedlots. But I think that's still going to have an impact in the marketplace. As feedlots empty out these record numbers, they'll be looking for the fall run to fill these pens. I think you're just going to see a tighter supply available to the broader market than we typically would have, considering the size of the calf crop. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.